Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Continually thank God, praise God, even when you're going through it, which I still am in the midst of it, and I can't wait to get through the other side. I have like 2 or 3 weeks left. But over the weekend, I had a great weekend. It's so beautiful outside, and if you have the time to really enjoy, there's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. Make yourself enjoy the good times right now, regardless of what your mind might say, regardless of what you're going through. Give thanks to God. Be thankful. It's a great day. We're alive. You're never getting younger. Never getting younger. This morning I was reading in Ephesians chapter 5, and it was going through, it talks about like wives, what you're supposed to do, husbands, what you're supposed to do. And then it talks about your children, which is in chapter 6, which I'll go over. And then it talks about putting on the armor of God. If you go to chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." I always love this because, you know, I had to look up the word children. This isn't like youth. This is being a child. This is being a child of natural descent. You're always to respect your parents. And I think it's harder when you start getting older for those of us who are over 40 and above, and, you know, especially when they start losing it. And that's a joke, Mom. I'm just kidding. But you always respect them. You always respect them, and you respect them in your mind. Honor them as your parents. Verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonition of the Lord." Again, if you have little ones, your job is to teach them about God. Your job is to teach them to pray. Your job is to teach them how to love God and to lean on God. All the other things in this life are not as important. There is one thing that's important, and that's God and that relationship with Him. Verse 5, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters," or those that are in authority, "according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as man pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God out from the origins of the heart." Don't be a person who just does eye service, who fakes it. Work. You have to work because you're working for God. It continues, verse 7, "with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him." There is not a respect of persons, whether you're a servant or whether you're a master. Both are to respect each other. Both are to work and be honest and truthful with each other. There is those that are higher than those that are higher than those, and there is ultimately God. You're working for God, and your bountifulness comes from God. Put the time in, and if you're a master, if you're someone in authority, forbear threatening. Work with them. Work with them as sons and daughters of God. You know, they're your brethren, ultimately. Verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be empowered or strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand or oppose against the wiles of the devil." And that's that method or craft or coming devices of the devil. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers of the darkness of this world," or rulers of this darkness of this world, "against the spiritual host of wickedness in high places." Man, like right now, I feel like I'm going through it personally. And I know that it's a spiritual battle that's going on because I am being affected by every single little thing in the world right now. It's crazy. But God is bigger than that. You go to God, you pray to God, and watch what happens. It talks about putting on the whole armor of God, the shield of faith. You go all the way through it, but I want to go over chapter or verse 18 real quick. Praying always, and these are prayers to God, always are on every occasion with all prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, in the Holy Spirit, and watching unto this with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. You are to pray to God continually in all things through the Holy Spirit. I mean, I really believe that when you are going through it, it's all, again, he sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. Somehow, if I start slowing down praying, not that it's of works, the heat starts getting turned up, and then I start praying again, and then it settles. You pray to God in all things, and it's the little things. He cares about the little things. If you're dealing with something with work, pray about it. If you're dealing with something on your homestead, pray about it. If you're dealing something with relationships, pray about it. Your car, pray about it. The things in this life, pray about it. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, and you sit there and you wait and you watch him work, because he will work. Have a beautiful day today. Again, pray the big prayers. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystery.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you just for today. Give me energy, please, and just the strength to get through everything. I thank you again for who you make us and the ability that you give each and every one of us. I pray for this refrigerator situation, that gets done, and the whole, my kitchen gets cleaned up. I pray for that, Father. I thank you again for just the people that you put in my life. I thank you for my family and for the little ones. I pray for my brother's recovery, that he's back to 100% and feeling great, Father. And I just thank you that you have given us all things. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.